Hello, Crusaders. I have a question for you. What do the Pray Foundations Restored, Bulldog Kia, Capuchin Dark Roast Coffee, and Soul Deep Science have in common? They are all members of the Crusade Channel membership and listener family. And they trust us with promoting their vocations to our listeners. If you have a vocation or product our listeners could benefit from, why not join us? Call or write us to find out how affordable Crusade Channel promotion is. Call 844-527-8723 or email us ads@crusadechannel.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, February 27th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This newscast is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. It's arrived, and it's of unknown origin. The coronavirus has landed in Northern California. A mass shooting at a brewery in Milwaukee has left 5 people dead. And the old saying, someone's junk is another man's treasure. And what a treasure this one found. The nation's first coronavirus case of unknown origin has been confirmed in Northern California. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed Wednesday it is a confirmed case. There is one in Northern California, CDC spokesman Scott Pauley told the Sacramento Bee. The new case brings the number of infected in the U.S. to 60. The CDC said the person contracted the virus without even traveling outside the U.S. or coming into close contact with another infected patient. This according to the Washington Post. The news comes as fear over the virus continues to spread worldwide, prompting governments to take extreme measures. President Trump said a vaccine was being developed and it's coming along very well during a Wednesday evening news conference at the White House. A worker at the sprawling Molson Coors complex in Milwaukee opened fire Wednesday afternoon, killing 5 employees before taking his own life. This according to the company's chief executive officer and police. The suspected shooter, a 51-year-old man from Milwaukee. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to police chief Alfonso Morales. Gavin Hattersley, Molson Coors president and CEO, said the gunman was a brewery employee. More than 1,000 people were working at the campus, comprised of corporate offices and 2 breweries, when police began receiving reports of a shooting about 2:08 local time. None of the victims had been named as of Wednesday night. Police have not discussed a possible motive. Our quote of the day, the proof of love is in the works. Where love exists, it works great things. But when it ceases to act, it ceases to exist. Pope St. Gregory the Great. Coming up, our saint of the day, on his deathbed, he ordered his spiritual writings to be burnt, for he feared they would tempt him to pride. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at mikechurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Our saint of the day is Saint Gabriel Francis of Our Lady of Sorrows. He was born to a professional family, born Francis Pacenti in Assisi, Italy, in 1838. He gave up ambitions of a secular career to enter the Passionist congregation. He was a Passionist monk who died from tuberculosis at the age of only 23. His life in the monastery was not extraordinary, yet he followed the rule of the congregation perfectly, and he was known for his great devotion to the sorrows of the Virgin Mary. On his deathbed, he ordered his spiritual writings to be burnt, for he feared they would tempt him to pride. Only his letters survive alongside his resolutions, which map the spiritual progress he made in his few years as a Passionist. He joined the Passionists in 1856, and before he could be ordained a priest, Gabriel died at the retreat in Isola of Consumption. Those who were with Gabriel when he died reported that at the moment of death, he sat up in his bed and his face became radiant as he reached out to an otherwise unseen figure that was entering the room. It was the opinion of Father Norbert that Saint Gabriel had been seeing the Virgin Mary at the very moment of his death. He was canonized by Pope Benedict XV in 1920. His cult was confined to local calendars in 1969. In the Democratic town hall last night, Elizabeth Warren outlined the first executive order that she would sign to address gun violence. She vowed that her first action would be to go after gun dealers. "We've let so many loopholes slip through, it turns out that most of the data suggests it's a handful of dealers and people who show up at gun shows who are getting most of the guns into circulation," Warren said. The Massachusetts senator went on to say she wants to address gun violence as if it were a public health emergency. Amy Klobuchar's big message was, for Democrats worried about the party's progressive moderate divide, to just chill. A rare 1776 Continental dollar that was bought at a French flea market for less than a dollar is worth nearly $100,000 now. The coin was purchased by a person who has remained anonymous to this point for 56 cents in June of 2018. This according to a statement from Professional Coin Grading Services, or PCGS. They graded the coin. The coin was purchased and the new owner later Googled Continental Currency and 1776 to discover what he may have found. Believing he had found a treasure, he took it to a local coin dealer for authenticity. He was unsure and suggested he better send it to the United States to make sure. PCSG put a value of $97,500 on the coin, adding that it represents a true treasure. Rare coins are a pretty big business now. Last year, an extremely rare half-dollar coin from 1838 was sold at auction for $504,000. Better watch those coins when you're going to the laundromat. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.